Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Today, let's talk a bit about language. Not computer language, but plain old human language. Most of us take for granted the language that we speak every day, especially if we're in an environment where pretty much everyone else speaks the same language. And if we do happen to think consciously about language, it's usually to think about one of the world's major languages, like English or Chinese or Spanish. But there are a lot of languages in the world today in addition to those. The best guess of the UN, as of the end of the 20th century, is that there are still about 6,900 languages spoken in the world. Even here in Maine, probably the most homogeneous state in the Union in terms of ethnic background, there are many different languages spoken, from Passamaquoddy in Washington County to over 50 different languages spoken by students in the Portland school system. 6,900 languages may sound like a terrific diversity of tongues, until we realize that as of last year, the UN labeled 2,500 of them as endangered, that is, as good candidates for extinction within a few generations. About 200 languages today, for example, are spoken by less than a dozen people, and almost another 200 are spoken by less than 150 people. Right here in the United States, we're in danger of losing 192 languages, according to the UN. This on a continent that had over 3,000 languages when the first English settlers hit the shores of what is now the United States. Some linguists posit a far more dire prediction of language demise, estimating that by the end of this century, there may be only 600 languages left in the world instead of 6,900. We've had an example of a language losing its last native speaker right here in Maine, when the last native speaker of the Penobscot language died not long ago. While there are efforts underway to preserve the language by introducing it to young schoolchildren on Indian Island, there are no people left who grew up speaking the language and who know how the sounds and subtleties of the language actually worked. Does this really matter? After all, the world is always changing, and if there are 5 languages that are spoken by over half of the world's population, which is the case, isn't that good for international communication? In some ways, yes. But most anthropologists would point out that when a language is lost, so are some unique ways of thinking and viewing the world. One expression of what's known as the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis asserts that native speakers of different languages are not equivalent observers of the same event. In other words, the interplay between language, culture, and perception is tight, and when a language dies, so does a unique way of experiencing and perceiving the world. At this point, you may be saying, well, this is all very interesting, but what does this have to do with Realms Electronic? The answer is, potentially, quite a lot. Machine translation from one language to another is improving by leaps and bounds, to the point where at least one social network has become truly international. Zihalife, spelled X-I-H-A, has over 750,000 members. Now, that is not a very large number on the internet. Facebook has 40 million members. But Zihalife has members from well over 100 countries, and no more than 5% of its members, maybe 37,000 or so, are from any single country. Wait a minute, are all these people speaking English or Chinese or some other prevalent world language so that they can interact? Nope. Each member inputs his or her message in his or her own language, and then hits a button that says translate. Voila! The message turns up in the recipient's mailbox in the recipient's language. Whoa, you say. Have machines finally learned to write and understand human languages? Do they know a noun from a verb, or what gender means in German or French, or how social honorifics operate in Japanese? Nope again. Computers, in fact, are horrible at understanding anything, including human language. But they are very good at looking at huge collections of writing and statistically analyzing which words or phrases in one language correspond to words or phrases in another language. And that is exactly what's happening on the internet today. Google, for example, has a translation function in its website that allows you to load in text or even a web address in one of over 50 languages and have that information translated reasonably well into any of those other languages. Are the translations as good as a bilingual speaker or a professional translator would provide? No. Are they good enough for emails and reading letters and web pages and short news articles? Yep. And here's another question. May computer translation technology ease the pressure for everyone in this connected world we live in to feel like they have to speak one of a very few dominant languages? Maybe, since they may have the ability to write in one language and have it translated into another. Will this consistently improving machine translation capability help save any of those endangered languages we mentioned a few minutes ago? Probably not, at least not in the short run, unless those languages happen to have a large body of written materials that computers can access and analyze so they can make reasonable translations. It's likely that the highly endangered languages will, sadly, disappear. But perhaps those that are not quite so highly endangered and have a written tradition might, with the aid of computers, make it into the 22nd century. And that would surely be a good use of technology. If you'd like us to take a look at a particular technology topic, good or bad, drop a little note to info@weru.org and put Electronic Cottage in the subject line. We'll either get on it or let you know why not, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.